WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Friday morning, Fun Friday, and the first Fun Friday sponsored by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. So as part of that, today's Fun Friday question is, what do you put on your hot dogs? And it can be when you go to D's, what do you get as your topping there, or what do you put on them anytime? And as I mentioned, D's does have some exciting new toppings. In addition to the best Coney sauce you will have anywhere, they also have, which they've had for a long time, but they also have new toppings, including you can get macaroni and cheese on your hot dog. You can get, and I have this one, and I was a big fan of it, baked beans with chopped bacon. So you hear me say all the time when I'm talking about South Shore Bar Pizza, how much I like the the bean special from Linwood, which is baked beans, chopped salami, and onions on a bar pizza. Well, this is kind of like that, only on a hot dog. And in fact, maybe the dipper should team up with D's and do a baked bean, bacon, and hot dog top pizza. Because they do one with Purchase Street Records where they put yellow mustard and hot dog on the pizza for a record store day. So maybe they could do one, maybe they could team up with D's. But anyway, this question is getting a ton of response online. I put a video up on our Instagram page and on our Facebook page. There's a reel. People are responding there. I'm getting a bunch of app chat messages about this. So I'll certainly continue to have this conversation with you. But also, there are some newsier things we can discuss as well, including the New Bedford Police Crime Report for 2024 was released yesterday. You can read about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can actually read the report itself. And also, the city council last night voting 7-4 not to move up the date of the preliminary election. So, as I was saying earlier, I heard Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver make the only kind of valid argument I've heard why not to do it, and that it would confuse people who are used to it being in October. But also, you've got plenty of time to have been able to let people know about it. And who goes out and votes in preliminary elections? People who are well-informed on what's going on in the election. People don't just randomly be like, oh, it's preliminary election day, I guess I'll go show up and vote. No, those people usually wait for the general. But the preliminary will be people who are following along and listening to WBSM and reading the coverage in New Bedford Light and going to candidates' web pages and going to candidate forums and all that. So they're going to know. But anyway, 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I go to D's quite often, all right? And I just keep it simple. Just mustard and onions. That's it. You know, these dogs are delicious.
No doubt. Now, do you go yellow mustard or brown mustard?
Well, I just the yellow mustard that they have, the regular mustard. That's it. I keep it simple. It's a good, quick way to get a decent, quick lunch. And like I say, these dogs are delicious.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, my friend.
You have a good weekend.
You too.
And one thing I'll say, too, about D's, you go to a lot of different hot dog places, and I go to a lot of hot dog places. I go to a lot of hot dog carts. There used to be, oh my gosh. I'm going to throw out a name that people from the Wareham, Rochester area will probably remember, but nobody else is going to know who I'm talking about, unless maybe you had to go to Wareham District Court for something. Because he was right down the street from there. But Dapper Dan the Hot Dog Man. Dapper Dan the Hot Dog Man had some of the best hot dogs you would ever have. He's not around anymore. I mean, I I don't know that he passed away, but I would assume he probably has because he was pretty old when he was selling hot dogs. But he's definitely no longer there selling hot dogs either way. But Dapper Dan the Hot Dog Man used to have great hot dogs, but he also had amazing sausages. You could get an Italian sausage. Those were great too. And when I started dating my ex-wife, when we first started dating, we were out somewhere and I was like, oh, I'm going to stop at Dapper Dan's. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, this hot dog cart. And she was like, oh, okay. So we went over to the hot dog cart and like, this is her first time ever visiting. And she's like a little hesitant because, you know, wasn't the most sanitary looking operation. And he's talking to her and he's just the sweetest guy. And he's like, what's your name? And she tells him her name and he writes it on the hot dog in mustard, you know, like just little things like that. But anyway, Dapper Dan the Hot Dog Man. Yeah. So I'm getting lots of app chat messages here regarding this. So I want to bring some of those into the conversation as well. Smoke says, morning, Tim. I totally agree. There is nothing like a burnt hot dog on a grill with a little bit of mustard, relish, and celery salt. Yeah, if you're going to have a grilled hot dog, it can't just be a little bit browned on the outside. That thing's got to be full bore. I want to see black. I want it to look like we should have called Firefighter Anthony if that hot dog is there. And Firefighter Anthony actually sent in an app chat message as well. And he says, good morning, Mr. W and fellow listeners. My favorite D's hot dogs are basically with cheese or with mustard, onion, and celery salt. That way I can say I had a vegetable. That's a good point. At home, I like to make KM hot dogs. Martinsville Racetrack hot dogs are the best. Google it. The hot dogs are actually red. Those red ones that snap when you bite them, amazing. Please remember to stay by the stove when boiling or frying hot dogs and have a safe weekend. That comes from our friend Firefighter Anthony. Belmonte says, never ever put ketchup on a hot dog. Sometimes I want to have a little nostalgia. And certainly when I'm having a burnt hot dog, I don't mind it. And SR says, I like my hot dogs with the works, including celery salt. But my favorite thing to do is to make a grilled cheese and hot dog sandwich. It's the best. Well, that sounds pretty good. And I like to put, because I'm eternally 5 years old, I make a grilled cheese sandwich and I don't dip it in tomato soup. I might do that sometimes, but I like ketchup on a grilled cheese. And I'm not talking dip the grilled cheese into the ketchup on the plate. No, no, no. I take the sandwich after it's grilled, cut it in half, and the triangles, not the rectangles. I cut it in half and then I take the ketchup and I just pour it all over the top of the sandwich and I pick it up and I eat it like that. I've been doing it since I was a little kid, and we lived down the street from a Friendly's, and we'd walk over there for lunch, and I still do it today. So maybe I'll have to try that grilled cheese and hot dog sandwich. Earlier, Laura mentioned Nathan's hot dogs. Really quickly, we've got Skeddy on hold. Skeddy, I'll get to you in just 1 second. But years ago, my brother and I went to New York City on a Sunday to go to see a Red Sox-Yankees game. It was back in the day when it was impossible to get Fenway Park tickets, and especially for a Sox-Yankee series. And I found out about the alcohol-free bleacher section at the old Yankee Stadium. And I said, Mike, these tickets are $9. He wasn't even 21 yet, I don't think. I was like, these tickets are $9. Let's go there and watch a game at Yankee Stadium. He's like, let's do it. So we drove down. We left at like 3 in the morning. On a Sunday morning, because we thought there might be traffic. There wasn't. We didn't need to leave that early. But we left at 3 in the morning, got to New York at 6, parked right outside Yankee Stadium, which seemed like a great idea at the time. Not so good when the game was over. And then we needed to kill time before the game. So and by the way, if you got those alcohol-free bleacher tickets, you just walked over one section over and got your beer. You just couldn't bring it back to your seat. But we had to kill some time, so we took the subway all the way to its endpoint, which was Coney Island. And we got to Coney Island at like 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday. Nothing is open except for Nathan's Hot Dogs. Nathan's Hot Dogs opened at like 6 or 7 a.m., and all you could get was hot dogs. It wasn't like they were doing breakfast. So we had Nathan's on the Coney Island, from the Coney Island location at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday. And it was one of the best hot dogs I ever had. Then we had to take the train ride all the way back. But It's worth the trip if you're ever heading out that way. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I was out and about yesterday. I'm back to myself. I'm just a little froggy-ish, that's all. I love this topic because, like, everybody can chime in on a hot dog, right? There's always more and more hot dog stories. So first I wanted to ask you, has there ever been a Nathan's here?
I know that they've had Nathan's around. I don't know, like in New Bedford, if there's been one, but I'm sure there's been some around in southeastern Massachusetts.
I don't ever remember.
Usually when you see them is you see them like in a mall food court. So there might have been one like in one of the malls at some point.
Right. Well, yeah, that would make more sense. Yeah. And Dapper Dan, I remember him. I remember that. And you know what I wanted to say to you? There's somebody on 28 going into Wareham. It's up past, there's really nothing right near it. There's a man that has a hot dog stand, and he's got picnic tables out there now. Yep. So he must, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so I actually used to live across the street back when I was in high school. Sure. Not right across the street, but like a couple houses down on the other side. But yeah, I forget the name of the hot dog stand, but their draw is that they have these special hot dogs that come from Maine.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you had one? It's really good. First, he was just there. Then he cleared the lot a little more. So he must have bought the land or something. The town and him are making money. But like, it's really nice now because of the picnic tables. And I was going to ask you, had you had one there yet? It was really good.
Yeah,
and I'm
very good.
Picky about hot dogs.
And they've got other stuff too. They've also got Italian sausages and other sandwiches there that are super good. And what's great about that location is there's so many trucks that go back and forth down that road, and they've got plenty of space for those trucks to be able to park. So
yes.
I think they do a really good business that way. And they're out there all the time. I think they're out there pretty much year round.
Well, whenever I go into Wareham and I'm going that way up, I like to go up to that plaza, you know. I can't remember it, but with the mall, Target and all that other stuff is Home Goods. I'll stop in there sometimes, but he's always busy. Yeah, and to think you live just a little. So what did you live in, that gray house, the little gray house?
No, it was brown. It was on the opposite side of the hot dog place right before the liquor store.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So we lived there briefly when I was in high school, my family.
Yeah. Me, I'm just mustard and relish, but I don't like the sweet relish lately. I don't know. It's just, what do you call it? It's too hard. Like, there's too many hard pieces in it.
Do you know, I get crap from people all the time because I like bread and butter pickles. Like, I like dill pickles,
I like
too.
Them.
I've got both in my fridge. I get bread and butter pickle spears, and people are like, you can't like bread and butter pickles. Those are gross. I like them, and I like sweet relish.
I love them. I love them on a ham sandwich. Something about a grilled ham cheese sandwich, and you put the bread and butter pickles right in between, right before it's, you know, totally melted. And, oh, my God, you eat it. It's good.
They get a bad rap, those bread and butter pickles. They're pretty good.
They do. And so I wanted to let you know, everybody's talking about celery powder and salt. Well, celery salt. But in hot dogs, all these hot dogs, they have already celery powder in them or celery salt. Almost all your hot dogs do. It's a part of that. It keeps the preservative of the hot dog alive with the nitrates. And so from when people want more of it on, it just wakens up the nitrates. So it's kind of funny because it's already in a hot dog. But hot dogs, I told you, Aldi's, they got it all natural. They're $7, but the casing's natural. There's no nitrates, not everything. Everything is, you know. What I should have done was, because I told you once before I wanted you to try them, instead of bringing out those muffins for everybody, I should have brought out you that package of all these hot dogs. I don't know the name of it.
I would have started a campfire right there on the front of Aldi and cooked them right on it.
Yeah, right. They're really good. I love them. I'll eat them like all summer long because I feel good about it. But yeah, the relish, I'm going to try that. What was it? The woman called in and said, pickle relish. Dill.
Yep.
Relish the chico. Oh, I'm going to try that because hopefully it will be sweet, because the sweet relish, like I said lately, I don't know. It's just like these hard chunks. It's there's just no no relish to it. But that's all I got to say. And just everybody have a steady condiment roux of a weekend.
All right. And, you as well.
And enjoy your weekend, Tim. It sounds like it's going to be damn full of fun.
I hope so. And probably some hot dogs.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe grilled cheese. I like that, too. That should be a topic for next week.
That might be. Well, I got one somebody sent in for next week already, so we'll get into that one next week.
Okay.
All right. You have
a
good weekend.
I'll talk to you later, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And let me take another quick call here before I got to take a break, and then we'll go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. A woman called earlier about soggy dogs.
Yes.
That's S-A-U-G-Y is how that's spelled.
Oh, so like sausage kind of?
Yeah, and I grew up in Rhode Island, and soggy dogs are very big. I think they're made in Rhode Island, as a matter of fact. And there was this vending truck that used to hang around in Kennedy Plaza near the City Hall in Providence. I don't know if you're familiar with Kennedy Plaza in Providence.
Not too much, no.
Well, it's sort of like in the heart of the city, and that truck would be there 24 hours a day, exclusively selling hot dogs, soggy dogs. I think they put them on the map. What it is, it's a natural casing dog. It's got a natural casing. It's thinner than the Chaim natural casing and a little bit longer. And at the end, you can see it's like hand-tied up. The casing is like hand-tied. You know, it's got the little nub at the end that sticks out. It's a little different. And I haven't seen them recently in New Bedford. Yet. Stop and Shop used to have them. I think the Zebra store in the south end there does still carry them in the deli. They have a unique flavor. They're different. I prefer the Chaim natural casing dogs to anything I've tasted anywhere, but those things, they have a unique flavor.
I might have to try them. You can order them online. I'm looking at them right now, but to order them online, 18 hot dogs, $95.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Gee, that used to be like a cheap hot dog. We used to have no pro. I wouldn't pay that. What I would do is look a little further than that. Because,
yeah, that's off their website. But if I go down to D's Hot Dogs, I can get like 200 hot dogs for...
I know. I'm paying $95 for 18 hot dogs. I'm sorry. No way. But you know who also made a good frankfurter was Old Neighborhood brand, which I don't see much of it anymore. They make an excellent shaved steak product.
See,
it's a very old company.
That's the only thing I've ever liked from Old Neighborhood. At one point, we got an Old Neighborhood linguica at the diner I worked at, and it was the worst linguica I ever had in my life.
Yeah, I've never tried that. And I haven't tried their hot dogs in many, many years. It was like when I was a kid, those were popular hot dogs, and I'm pretty old now. They may have changed their product. So, but I have had the shaved steak recently, and I think it's one of the best shaved steak packages you can find. It's the way they cut it. It's nice and wafer thin. You know, you can make a nice sandwich out of it.
All right.
I think they use flank steak, which is, you know, quality.
Yeah, well, now I might have to have a steak sandwich. Thank you for the idea.
Yeah, I don't care for ketchup on hot dogs. Ketchup to me is French fries and maybe on some baked beans. It's not my cup of tea on a hot dog.
All right. What's your favorite topic on a hot dog? Topping.
Well, to be honest with you, I like sauerkraut. I like chili dogs. But if I'm going with the plain old New York system type hot dog, I'm gonna get the meat sauce and the onions and celery salt and delicious freaking hot dogs they used to make at those places.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye now.
All right. We got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news from Mike, and then we can talk more hot dogs. 508-996-0500. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Tremblay Bus Company. They are looking for bus drivers, van drivers, bus monitors, and you can apply at tbcbus.com. It's a great job if you're looking for some extra money, or if you're a stay-at-home parent and you need to work around the kid's schedule, or maybe you're a retiree and you just want to have a little bit of extra money in your pocket to supplement your retirement or your Social Security or whatever else it may be. All you have to do is go to tbcbus.com, Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. Don't worry if you don't have a CDL. They're willing to train you if you're willing to learn. tbcbus.com and get driving for Tremblay Bus Company today, and you could be helping kids get to school safely and helping to build the next generation of our community. All right, let's go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Luigi Mangione to be arraigned today. Hundreds of thousands prepare for the Pope's funeral, and birth rates are down in the U.S.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Luigi Mangione is preparing for his arraignment. The 26-year-old accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last year. He'll be arraigned on federal murder charges today. He was indicted last week by a federal grand jury in New York, and Attorney General Pam Bondi says she plans to pursue the death penalty. Authorities say that massive New Jersey wildfire that's consumed 15,000 acres is still just 50% contained, and it was deliberately set by the man they've arrested.
19-year-old Joseph Kling of Waretown has been charged with arson and aggravated arson in the so-called Jones Road wildfire that was first spotted Tuesday morning in the Pine Barrens. Ocean County Prosecutor Brad Bilheimer says,
I'm not prepared to discuss the motive at this time. We can just confidently say that we think the fire was set intentionally.
Bilheimer says Klink started a bonfire using wooden pallets and left the woods while it was still burning. He says it ignited a wildfire that's now on track to become the biggest in New Jersey in two decades. Klink is being held in the Ocean County Jail, due in court on Tuesday. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A federal judge is pausing parts of an executive order issued by President Trump aimed at changing election laws.
The judge says Trump doesn't have the authority to require proof of citizenship for voters in federal elections. The ruling maintains that this authority rests with Congress and the states. The judge opted not to block another provision of the executive order that withholds federal funding from states that don't comply with the deadline for mail-in ballots. She found the groups who challenged the provision lacked the standing to do so. I'm Brian Shook.
Police in the Miami area say there were three gunshot victims found at a used car lot. Miami-Dade Sheriff Rosie Cordero Stutz confirming one of those taken to the hospital is a suspect.
I urge our community to know this information because they should feel calm. We want the community to know that right now there is no imminent threat.
Cordero Stutz said when officers arrived on the scene, the three were already shot. The Trump Organization's online store is already selling Trump 2028 merchandise.
A shirt with Trump 2028 printed across the chest with the words "Rewrite the Rules" is available for $36. A Trump 2028 hat is also available for $50. Last month, President Trump told NBC News during a phone interview that he's not joking about the possibility of a third term, but added it's far too early to think about it. The Constitution's 22nd Amendment prevents a president from serving more than two terms. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Almost 100,000 people have made the pilgrimage to the Vatican to see the body of Pope Francis lying in state. The 88-year-old died Monday after suffering a stroke. His body will lie in state until tonight, and his funeral will be held tomorrow. The Vatican confirms about 50 heads of state, including President Trump, will be there. Birth rates in the U.S. are at a near record low. Michael Kastner tells us why.
New data released by the CDC says about 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That's a 1% increase from 2023, which saw an all-time low birth rate in the U.S. The Trump administration has been considering new policies to encourage women to have more babies, including giving $5,000 in cash to each woman who gives birth. When asked about it by reporters this week, President Trump said the proposal sounded like a good idea to him.
WBSM Sports.
The Mariners captured the rubber match in their series against the Red Sox after picking up a 4-3 victory in the finale from Fenway Park yesterday afternoon. NBA Finals Game 3, Celtics are up 2-0. Seas take on the Magic in Orlando tonight at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Get ready to feel a little more like summer today with temperatures along the coast in the mid-50s. But as you head north into parts of central and northern Bristol County, we're getting up into the 70s with some spots in the upper 70s as we hit the afternoon. Now we start with some sunshine, but clouds come in as we move through the day. Low pressure is off to our west and it does arrive just in time for the weekend. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Removal Machine by The Cult. And if you don't listen to The Cult, you're wrong. The Cult is very good. Great rock music with a groove. Our Fun Friday question today, because Fun Friday is now sponsored by D's Hot Dogs. Our Fun Friday question is, what do you put on your hot dogs? And that's led to a much wider discussion about hot dogs. And Nathan's came up. Charlie sent in a couple of emails. He says, the closest Nathan's hot dog is in Lincoln, Rhode Island, but that you can also get Nathan's hot dogs at BJ's if you want to cook them yourself. I know the Walmart over here in Fairhaven also carries Nathan's, because I've gotten those when the KM aren't in there, when I've wanted to have my Franks and beans. Nana says Old Neighborhood is sold at Price Right. We also got a message here from SR. It says, talking about the grilled cheese and hot dog, he says, cut the hot dog into pennies and cook them until they're really well done in a frying pan. Then put the bread, the cheese, the hot dog, the cheese, the bread. That way the cheese melts around the pennies and holds them in. I like that idea. That sounds very good. And Steven says, what type of cheese do people use on their grilled cheese? And he says, I recently tried sauerkraut on a dog at D's. It was great. Yeah, they have great sauerkraut over there. Not all sauerkrauts are created equal, and D's has fantastic sauerkraut. But what type of cheese do people put on their grilled cheese? I go with American most of the time, except when I worked at the diner, we would make these things for ourselves. It wasn't on the menu, but we'd make it for the people in the kitchen. We called them pizza sandwiches, where we grilled up the bread, you know, like for grilled cheese, and we used provolone or mozzarella cheese inside of it, and then we took some of the American chop suey sauce, the meat sauce there, and we put that in the middle of it. And we called it a pizza sandwich. I don't know why we called it that, but that was the sandwich we used to make for ourselves. I think a couple times we tried putting it on the menu, too, and put it out as like a daily special. But it was kind of like one of those kitchen-only things. It was like our thing, you know? 508-996-0500. We're going to take some more phone calls here coming up. Before I do, though, just very quickly, as I'm looking out the window, and it's a little bit of a cloudy day, but that doesn't mean you couldn't still be powering your home with solar power. If you are interested in doing so, Isaacson Solar are the people to reach out to, because unlike these other fly-by-night solar companies that just come into town, sell a bunch of solar panels, do the installs, and then move on to the next town, they are here on the South Coast to stay. They are your neighbors. They're located right in Fall River, and they are invested in not only bringing you a solar system to your home, but also being there for you throughout the life of that system. So if you want to find out more about it, go to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and they can answer all your questions about going solar. We got a bunch of calls here coming in, so hold on. Let me put those on hold, and then we'll go in order. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, yeah. What are you
going
to do when you slap things into a hot dog at these solar?
Yeah, a hot dog from D's is the perfect thing for all the Hulkamaniacs out there.
Oh yeah, but this is the Bay New Bedford, Gary's Best versus D's hot dogs. That goes back and forth. It's like it depends on what you desire.
You know, it's not a competition. They both of them will tell you that they are not in competition with each other. It's not a competition. Yeah. There's plenty of hot dogs for everybody.
Oh, of course, and that depends on you. Both great. I've eaten both hot dogs there, but I am a mustard type of guy on my hot dog. I like to keep it simple, you know, a little bit of mustard, that's about it. That's how I get a cheese and chili dog, you know what I'm saying?
Do you like the yellow mustard or brown mustard?
Yellow mustard, yellow fashioned yellow mustard. And these hot dogs they have now, it's mac and cheese with bacon on it or something. They have a new hot dog.
Yeah.
With mac and cheese and bacon on it. You want to talk about the Philly hot dog, boy? Holy moly.
Yeah, you only need to order one of those. Don't get three or four of those.
You know what I'm saying? Either that, if you order more than that, you look like Pink on Monday after a while. If you know what that means. Did you watch WrestleMania? I didn't call you. I was kind of busy this week. I didn't call you on Monday. But WrestleMania, the Saturday was the best, I think. Not too good, especially with Cena and Cody Rhodes.
I thought the other way around. I thought Sunday was the better card overall. Saturday was a little bit weaker, but Saturday had the better main event, and Sunday's main event wasn't that great. So,
right, okay, that's fair. I agree with that. You know that triple threat match between the women's title match. Oh no, that was great.
Yeah, and then on Raw, the match between Stephanie Vaquer and Io Sky was one of the best matches in years.
Which one was that one?
The Stephanie and Io?
Yes.
On Raw? That was great.
They're great. I mean, Io Sky, she had like promo, like after promo to talk, she'd be going far, and she would keep that title for a while because she is such a great competitor in the ring. You know, she doesn't have the promo per se on the mic that would propel it to like really to the top of the game.
Right. The language barrier is a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, there is. But you know what? The fans take her by her ability in the ring, and that's propelling her to be the champion again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's my favorite in the women's division for sure.
Yeah. What do you think about Becky Lynch? She came back, but she turned heel. Maybe she's going to turn heel, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. I thought it would happen during WrestleMania. I'm surprised they waited until the next night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they needed her to be healed and stuff like that, to compete with stuff like that. But what did you think about Paul Heyman doing that?
I predicted it, but it's a good storyline. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, you did predict it. Didn't you talk about him going with Seth?
Yep. I laid that all out for my brother too, and I was like, "Oh, I called it," but it was it'll be fun. It'll make things more interesting for sure.
But when he went to get that chair, and then he gave the nice uppercut to Roman, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
But then he got back. He got in the ring. I'm like, well, why'd you get in back? And why'd you get in the ring? Something else is coming here, and then he gets behind. Another guy. That was great.
They well executed. I got to hold you there, Paul. You're cutting out a little bit on me, but you have a good weekend.
I'll talk to you.
We'll talk next week. All right. I got to take a break here, folks. Hang on. Stay on hold. I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, I think we're going to check in with Eric really quickly from the butcher shop, and then we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to get back to your calls in just a moment, but right now it's time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing, man?
Doing all right. We're doing our Fun Friday question of the day, and it's what do you like to put on your hot dogs? So what do you like to put on your hot dogs?
Ketchup, mustard, relish. I guess the usual. Well,
yeah.
The usual.
Yeah. And do you guys carry hot dogs over there?
Oh, please, guy. Really? You asking me that? I run out on occasion, but now everybody's going to start grilling. I would think that'd be part of the plan, you know?
Absolutely. What kind of hot dogs do you carry over there? Do you have, like, natural casing, all beef?
Yeah, I carry natural casing, dude. Right now, honestly, I got some turkey hot dogs. Some people like those.
Yeah, those are good.
Do you have any more? No, I ran out of turkey hot dogs. Let me take that back.
See, people really do like them. What else you got over there this weekend?
Oh, you know the usual, my man. I got prime ribeyes this week. Nice prime. Good price, too. $21.99 a pound. Not bad.
Yeah.
I got short ribs, T-bones, porterhouse, sirloins, terrace major. I got nice chicken breasts, chickens, grill stuff, whatever you want. Chicken wings, marinated steaks. I got pork chops, celebrity pork chops, baby back ribs, St. Louis ribs. I even got leg of lamb, still a little bit left over from the holiday. It's good stuff, man. Oh, I got prime filet mignon, too. Price is good on that, too, man. You know, good prices. Do the best we can. Lunch over, eat meat again.
Absolutely. Well, everybody can come down and get it at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Maybe I'll have to come by and get some of those ribeyes. That sounds delicious.
You like the tomahawks. Come get a tomahawk.
That is true. Although, you got to have time for a tomahawk, man. Like, you're gonna be eating that for a while.
You make time. You got it.
That is true. All right. You have a great weekend.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, but 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And we will get back into your calls now, 508-996-0500. Just a heads up, I got one more break I got to take before the end of the hour, but we'll try to get everybody in. Good morning. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. That's you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I get these hot dogs all the time. They're great.
What do you like on your hot dogs there?
Mustard, relish, and onion, and celery salt.
See, another vote for the celery salt. Yeah. People love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I used to go to a Dapper Dan's all the time.
He was great.
He was just a character. I mean, you had to go there if you didn't like the hot dogs or not, just to chat with him.
And they were cheap, too. I mean, I think they were like 50 cents or 75 cents for a hot dog, for like a regular plain hot dog.
Yeah, he was wonderful to be with. You know, I even if I wasn't hungry, if I saw him, I'd get a hot dog.
There you go. All right. Thank you for the call.
I used to make my own hot dogs with, I'd steam them and then split them, put cheese in them, and then wrap them in bacon. And put them on the grill.
Wow, that sounds really good.
Oh, yeah, it was very good.
Well, I'll have to try it. Thank you for the suggestion.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Right, bye-bye.
And let's squeeze in one more call before I got to take my last break. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning. When we were kids, we used to have for breakfast, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog pancakes.
Hot dog pancakes?
Yep. You got a cast iron frying pan. You got a dozen or so maple leaf hot dogs. You cut them in rounds. You throw them in the frying pan. You know, to lay them out and fry them on both sides. Then you take your pancake batter and you throw it over that and you flip it and toast it up. Put it on your big platter or whatever with my brothers. And put cinnamon sugar and butter and maple syrup on it.
Wow. I mean, I've had sausage in pancakes, but I've never tried it with a hot dog.
Well, it tastes like maple bacon.
Interesting.
Yeah, we had that. We used to have the football team come down for 2 weeks before school opened for down in Falmouth to the beaches. They'd stay and camp out in our yards, and they were down there for strength training. And those guys ate dozens of those every morning.
Well, maybe I'll have to give that a try.
Yeah, they were undefeated in 1964 to 60.
Well,
whatever.
It must have been the hot dog pancakes. That must have been what did it.
I'm telling you that one of the kids' father was a butcher, and he came down with a meat locker full of meat for the kids for those 2 weeks.
Well, I think you and I need to make a big batch of those for the New England Patriots this year and see if we can help them go undefeated.
Oh, I'm telling you. They're good. You got to try it. Right. I haven't had that in years, but I'm going to give it a shot tomorrow.
There you go. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Yeah, all right. And again, our question today, and you can keep, by the way, Fun Friday questions don't go away just because the show ends. I mean, don't call Chris and bother him about hot dogs, but you can still answer it on WBSM.com on our Facebook page. We have the video up there. You can always post your answer on the video as well. The reel that we posted, and also on our Instagram as well. But of course, our Fun Friday question today does involve hot dogs because D's Hot Dogs is now the proud sponsor of Fun Fridays here on the show. So each week I'll talk to you about all the different things that are going on at D's, new ideas, some of the new toppings and things like that. And of course, I always want to hear about your favorites as well. So let me take my final break of the morning, and we'll be back to wrap things up. All right, that's going to do it for me for today and for this week. Maybe I'll see some folks at the Vault tomorrow night for LA Guns and All Centers. But if not, I will talk to you on Monday. We'll have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo in for his regular weekly appearance. And then next week on Tuesday, Paul Santos is going to be filling in for me. I've got to take the day off for a procedure, and then I'll be back on Wednesday. And hopefully I can sit in the chair, no problem, for 3 hours. But we'll have lots to talk about next week.